possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Howard, it's certainly been a hot summer here in Western New York, and I'm sure that plenty of people have been looking to find ways to beat the heat. One of them includes going to local ice cream shops to enjoy themselves some ice cream, some milkshakes, what have you. How has business been for you over at Sweet Jenny's with regards to people trying to beat the heat in that way?
Yeah, it's good. You know, whenever I'm asked the question, I do always make the comment that even when it is a blizzard in Buffalo, people still want ice cream. But yes, obviously there's a marked increase in business when it's very hot as well, because people are out and about. So it's not just someone popping in, you know, for a milkshake or for an ice cream cone while they're running errands. It's whole families coming and really having a good time sitting outside and groups of families who are friends. Having some ice cream at our place and then walking Glen Falls, which is behind us, which is picturesque and beautiful. So this weather's been great for those kinds of interactions.
Given the heat that we've been experiencing this year here in Western New York, has this been maybe the best year that you've ever had with ice cream and sales, or maybe one of the top years that you've had in recent years?
You know, I would tell you honestly that high temperatures don't always equate to blockbuster numbers, only because some people will stay in their house because they feel a little uncomfortable. I think the one thing that we have is we're not just in, you know, stand in line and order from a stand kind of ice cream place. We have an inside with our chocolates and our seating as well, so people are able to come inside and beat the heat. So it's not as it's not as oppressive as it is sometimes. But I would say it's a good year. Certainly, I don't want to say it's our best until I've looked at the numbers, just because I'm a figures guy. But I know I've been working harder than ever, and my staff of 27 people or so has been working harder than ever. So if you pressed me, I'd say, sure, one of my top years.
Yeah, I can understand that. When it comes to trying to beat the heat, has there been anything in particular at your shop in particular that people have been ordering more of, whether it's ice cream, milkshakes, or anything special that you have on your menu?
You know, people like things they can grab and go, like the ice cream sandwiches and the cookie ice cream sandwiches, but certainly shakes are always very popular because it's convenient. I think people don't always realize that because you're blending it down, it's an entire pint of ice cream or four giant scoops. So when you're getting a shake, you're certainly getting your ice cream fix in. But I think it's the flavors that change when it's the heat. I don't know that it's so much what they consume as the type. So like our lavender honey or things that, you know, like sorbets, which are fruit and sugar, like mango sorbet, something that just lemon sorbet, something that makes you feel refreshed. So that's a great question. And I think it's just something that psychologically will make you feel like you're going to be a little bit cooler.
One other thing I'm going to ask you here, Howard, is just there's been some data over the recent weeks that's shown that the price of ice cream maybe has gone up, with some instances being a spike of about 35%. How much of that is a concern, at least from a business owner and from your standpoint, with maybe prices of ice cream going up?
So we make our ice cream. We have since 85. We do use upstate, which is comprised of local farms, dairy farms. And so when they raise their prices, when they have to, because they try to be as you know, kind of considerate and cautious as they can, then sometimes we pass it on. A lot of what we do, though, is sort of see where we are in the market. So we don't want to be higher than the next people. And, sometimes even if we can be just a little bit lower just for the, on behalf of our consumers. So it hasn't been a huge concern for us. Also, we deal in a lot of volume. I don't know that other people, you know, are turning over the same kind of product. And again, because we make ours, there's kind of less of a concern if a distributor is raising things. Our concern happens at that end with the actual cream from upstate.
All right. Anything else, Howard, that you would like to add, or anything you'd like to recommend for people that are looking for ways to cool down this summer?
I would say, though, if, and this is something we've made public around the holidays and that we say whenever we get a chance, we do have something called the Good Neighbors Fund. So if somebody is struggling because, you know, we know that the rising cost of all things can be difficult right now, I don't want that to prohibit them from coming and bringing their family. We will give ice cream to someone if they're in dire financial straits or if they're just having a hard time.